Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Covers the NBA for the Washington Post. His name's Ben Golliver. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Ben, it's Gary. I hope you're holding up okay. I appreciate you being here.
I'm doing great, man. How are things?
All things considered, me and my family are doing well, but it's a pandemic, so everything's only only so great even when it is great. But my problems are smaller than most people's problems. I appreciate you asking. Let's start with, I guess, the somewhat big news last night, and that's Dwight Howard announcing that he will join his Lakers teammates at Disney World. That had been in some question. He added that he will donate every paycheck he makes while playing at Disney World, which is estimated to be around $700,000, to the Breathe Again charity he started. How big of a development, basketball-related, is that for the Lakers?
Well, I don't know if it's gigantic. I mean, certainly you'd much rather have every rotation piece that you could have. I do think Dwight's situation, though, is really symbolic of what all the players are going through right now, right? I mean, it's a complicated decision process. You've got to worry about your family. Dwight Howard had a death in his family not too long ago. You've got to worry about your own personal health, about being away from your children, of course, about the social justice issues that you mentioned. And then you also have to make sure, you know, you're fit, you're in shape, you're ready to go and chase a title and potentially be there for 3 months. I mean, that's the thing with the Lakers. I mean, this commitment is different for every team, right? There's a few teams that are going there and thinking, we're going to be home in a month. You know, we're going to be out pretty quick. Some of these teams are saying, we're going to be there potentially till October. That's a major, you know, lifestyle change for these guys. And you know, people have to sort through that decision. And ultimately, he decided to go. And I'm sure LeBron James and everybody else on that roster is glad to have a guy who played some great minutes for them, who gives them some interior depth. And let's be honest, when there's guys testing positive left and right, when there's some people pulling out for health reasons, you need everybody you can get if you're going to try to compete for a title.
I'll be honest. I think I underestimated how conflicted some of these players on contending teams would be. My initial thought was, you've got a chance to win a championship. Like, I know why Bradley Beal's not going, and we'll get into that in a moment. But, like, my instincts were, if you got a chance to win a championship, you're happy to go. Can't wait. Let's go play. And what we're finding out, whether it's, you know, Avery Bradley with the Lakers, or even Fred VanVleet, who's going to go but expressed that he's not enthusiastic about it. I think I sold the players short on how conflicted a lot of them would be about this. What do you make of so many of them expressing either they're not going to go, or I will go and I'm going to go, but I have real reservations about doing it under these circumstances?
Well, Gary, just speaking for myself, you know, I've been weighing this decision too. Do I go, you know, am I going to be covering? Am I going to be living in the bubble? I'll tell you, man, it's complicated. Like, you go through all sorts of different waves of, you know, how bad is the risk down there? And I think that, you know, a lot of the players have been following the news just like everybody else, and they're seeing the case counts in Florida just accelerate, right? And if you look today where that number is at, new cases per day, compared to where it was when the NBA first announced they were going to go to Disney World, I mean, it's like 5, 6, 7, 8 times bigger. I mean, it's really taken off. And when you realize that bubble is not a firm bubble, you know, there are some people coming in and out, whether it's the Disney staffers or everybody else, it can scare people. It spooked people. There's no question about it. And I think, you know, ultimately, you know, the financial reward is there for the players. If you go, you're going to be getting, you know, your paychecks and And if you don't go, you're going to be sitting out, not getting your paycheck. So they do have money on the line as well as competing for a title. But at the same time, you know, people are looking towards, say, their next contract or their future earning power. And they're thinking, if I get this virus and it messes me up for some reason, you know, there could be some major financial repercussions from that, let alone, you know, it could be a life and death situation, too, for anybody who goes down there. So, I mean, these are major weighty decisions, not just as simple as, hey, you know, do I want to compete for a title? I think every NBA guy is competitive at heart, right? That's how they got to the NBA in the first place. But this is a very different situation with, you know, like you said right at the top, a pandemic weighing over every single decision.
Talking to Ben Golliver from the Washington Post, just another aspect, obviously a smaller aspect than, you know, the possibility of contracting the virus and maybe spreading it to more vulnerable family members, is that a lot of these guys, I mean, they live in 10,000, 15,000, 20,000 square feet mansions, just with everything you could possibly want. And so I've heard some people say, what's so bad about going to Disney World? You're going to be staying in a five-star resort, you know, but when you're used to, you know, having everything you have when you are a basketball player who makes $20, $25, $30 million a year, it's not fun going and living in a hotel for 3 months. That's the other thing about this, that is that these guys are going to go, but the idea that it's going to be an enjoyable experience, I don't know that that's true for almost anybody.
Well, yeah, I mean, Doc Rivers is pitching his team on this idea that it's almost like a deployment. You know, we don't know what we're getting into when we go down there. We know it's not going to be comfortable. We know it's going to be something different and a scramble from our daily routines where we got to go do it together. I mean, that's kind of been his message to the Clippers. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. It's so funny. I mean, this is just a case of the haves and the have-nots, right? Because there's actually a basketball tournament going on right now on ESPN called The Tournament. And I was talking to some of the guys who are stuck in the bubble there. And, you know, they're just at a typical chain hotel in downtown Columbus, Ohio. I mean, nothing, you know, fancy. And I said, you know, what would you rather prefer, to spend 1 week in the bubble there or to spend 3 months in the bubble in Disney World where you can go golfing and you can have, you know, a luxury hotel? And they're like, sign me up for Disney World. I'll go there right now. So, I mean, it's all a matter of perspective, right? But you're right. I mean, it's not just LeBron who's got the full home gym and a mansion and with his family members, his kids and everything else. There's a lot of players who are living very, very comfortably. You know, once you get that second contract, I mean, you're basically set for life in the NBA if you know how to manage your money. Every single one of those guys is going to be going to, you know, live in a confined way that they really haven't had to live probably since they were, you know, in college, going on road trips with their teammates.
Major League Soccer is already at Disney World, already operating in what I assume is a similar bubble. And yet they're getting positive tests still. They're even booting teams from their tournament that I believe is scheduled to start tomorrow. How concerned should the NBA be about that? Because this whole bubble thing, it's not working too well, or at least not perfectly, from MLS.
Right. This is exactly what sort of the worst-case scenario for the NBA is. They've had all these staggered tests, and I think the NBA is actually doing more tests up front than MLS did, right? So it's a similar approach, but it's a little bit beefier for the NBA. But the problem is, if you have your players come through quarantine, your assumption is after the end of that quarantine and all that testing, once they get to the bubble, that everybody's healthy. That's your assumption. And if one person isn't healthy, it's a disaster because they can spread it to their teammates quickly. You mentioned that team, FC Dallas, that got knocked out of the soccer. I mean, they had 10 guys on one team, right? So that tells you one guy was sick. They didn't catch it. He probably had a team dinner with his teammates. Boom, now 10 guys are sick. That's a big problem. For the NBA, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep everybody healthy at the start of that quarantine. You know, once they exit the quarantine and start training camps, you know, coming up next week in Florida. But it only takes one guy. This entire project or experiment is only as good as the weakest link. And so, you know, Adam Silver had a statement today to Fortune magazine where he said, you know, that's when they know they would have a problem if they have a positive test after the quarantine. So he's not so concerned about 25 players, you know, testing positive last week or this week because they haven't actually been isolated yet. If they still have positive tests after that isolation period, that's where it gets tricky. That's when you have to say, do we boot a team out? Do they have to forfeit games? Do we have to send them home? Or do we have to pull the plug on this whole thing?
Talking to Ben Golliver from the Washington Post on Twitter, at Ben Golliver. I mentioned Bradley Beal earlier. He announced this morning that he is not going to join his team at Disney World. He does have a rotator cuff injury. But I get the sense that if the Wizards were the one seed in the East, he could give it a go, that they're almost certainly not going to make the playoffs. Why bother? Is that an accurate representation of what's happening here?
Yeah, I mean, their story for sure is that he just wasn't ready from a health perspective. And, you know, it may not be a particular injury. It could just be like how you've managed that injury, what kind of condition you're in, you know, during that layoff period. I think there was a number of players, not specifically him, but other players around the league who just never thought there was going to be a restart this summer. It's kind of like goes back to that 2012 lockout where, you know, some guys just weren't ready to come back when they decided to start the season because they didn't ever think it was going to happen. So I think you're going to get some of that. Conditioning is absolutely going to be an issue for all these guys trying to get back down into game shape and everything else. I mean, it's not just Beal, though. I mean, look at Brooklyn. They got six guys, including Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Spencer Dinwiddie. That's their three best players, not to mention DeAndre Jordan, Wilson Chandler. The list goes on, who aren't going to be down there. I mean, they're going to have, you know, they have an interim coach right now in Jacques Vaughn. They're basically going to have an interim roster that they're bringing to Orlando. So I think these teams that aren't playing for a title, they're in a situation where the mentality is most likely going to be, hey, we're just trying to get through this in one piece. You know, if we wind up going home early, so be it.
Well, specifically to Spencer Dinwiddie, he tweeted that after a second positive test, he's decided, or he and his franchise have decided, it's not smart for him to go to Disney World. Do we know whether that's a second positive test off of the same diagnosis, or is he one of the people, because this is something Americans are still debating, is he somebody who tested positive, got rid of the virus, and then got the virus again? Do we know the answer to that?
No, I don't believe that's what he meant. I think what he meant basically is that he continued to test positive after a few days within the quarantine. And so in that situation, he can't get cleared to travel for a certain time period. Like, you know, everybody's going down to Florida this week. So because he doesn't test negative most recently, he can't go with the team. So at that point, your choice is, you know, do you wait around, see how long it lingers, and then fly down by yourself? Or do you just kind of pull the plug? And, you know, for a player like him, I can understand, like, you know, you're not competing for a title. You've got to commit 6 weeks of your life. You're trying to rush back from being, you know, sick. And in some cases, these guys experience real symptoms. It sounded like from what he was describing, he was really feeling the effects of this virus. You know, trying to put all that together on a short time frame with no carrot at the end in terms of, you know, a title race, I can see why a guy like him would just pull the plug.
And now Brooklyn probably goes 0-8 at Disney World. Do you suspect? I mean, they have no players.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, and this is probably for your guys in Memphis. I mean, it's too bad they didn't just take this top 16 teams, right? I mean, if you could have a situation where, you know, maybe New Orleans, you know, gets in, you know, over some of these other Eastern Conference playoff teams, and now Memphis is just kind of the 8th seed in the West. It's locked in. Maybe Portland can kind of get in place of, say, where Washington or Brooklyn is in there. I mean, if you could have just, you know, hand-selected the 16 teams that were the most ready to go, you could have had a smaller group of in the bubble. You could have had fewer meaningless games off the top, and you could have had less risk also possibly in terms of, you know, just how many people are down there. You add all that up, there's going to be some opportunity for second-guessing, but there's going to be a lot of empty games here. I mean, Brooklyn's going to play 8 games, like you mentioned. There's still a shot they make the playoffs because Washington's without its best 2 players, and actually 3 if you count John Wall. So one of those teams has to make the playoffs, and they have to go against Milwaukee. I'll tell you right now, bet the over on Giannis's scoring average, right? He might go down there and average 40 points per game in the first series because he's going to be playing against G League guys.
No, I mean, I looked at it. It appears that given the state of Brooklyn's roster, they're going to slip to the 8th spot, I would assume, and then get swept by the Bucks. Like, that's probably the – if we're talking about make predictions for what happens at Disney World, Brooklyn, you know, slipping to 8th and then getting swept by the books by the Bucks is about the easiest – it seems like the most obvious prediction you could make.
Oh, I'm right there with you. But think about what this means for Milwaukee, right? So you're Giannis. You have a newborn baby you've been spending the last 3 months with. So you have to leave the baby and your, you know, your child's mother at home and your family at home to go down and live in a bubble. You have to enter the bubble this week, July 7th. You're going to have to play 8 games that don't matter because you're basically already the number one seed. Then you have to play 4 more games against Brooklyn that you're going to sweep them. Those games don't matter. So they're going to be in the bubble from the first week of July all the way until the end of August before they play a game that really counts in the second round of the playoffs. That's an awful lot of time to be down there. You know, that's like 6-7 weeks before you even get to the first game. And so, you know, that's kind of my concern. Did they bring too many teams? I think it's a fair question to ask here because I just feel for all those guys, and you know, they're just waiting to see their family, want to see that newborn kid. they got to play 7 weeks of games against guys that nobody's ever heard of.
Talking to Ben Golliver from the Washington Post, the Grizzlies are obviously in eighth place in the West right now. They've got a significant cushion between them and everybody else, but they also have a ridiculous schedule. They might really only be favored in one of their first seven games at Disney World, and then they'll play the Bucks. I would assume Giannis doesn't play in that final game of the quote-unquote seed games, but like the Bucks without Giannis can still maybe beat Memphis. Do you think the Grizzlies hold on to that eighth spot?
Well, I think there's going to be a play-in in the West, first of all, because their schedule is tough, like you said. New Orleans has a pretty easy schedule. And then Portland, I think, is looming with a couple guys coming back healthy where they could put together a nice run. You know, Damian Lillard takes it seriously, and all of a sudden, you know, they make a little push. So one of those teams I could see challenging Memphis. Here's the thing, though. I love it. That's what I want. I mean, I don't like this idea of a play-in. I think it's kind of cheesy in general. But if we have to have a play-in, I either want Ja versus Zion or I want Ja versus Dame. Those are like no-brainers, right? And I think for Memphis, it's nice, this idea that it's like the Grizzlies versus the world, right? It's like they only put in this little play-in thing for the first time this year. It should have been our spot. You can kind of sell that internally almost like a rallying cry, right? And then ultimately, like, you only have to win one game in the play-in if you're Memphis to claim that playoff spot, and then you get to go against LeBron. I mean, that's a pretty nice payoff for some young guys who are trying to make their names not only as players but as future stars. You know, Ja and Jaren have significant upside as major NBA personalities as they grow up together, right? And I mean, everybody can see that potential for them together. So I actually think it kind of works out pretty well, because I think the Grizzlies are going to be sort of center stage here once the regular season games start, in terms of how well are they playing, what does Ja look like after putting on the weight, and then can they hold off Zion? I mean, to me, that's all pretty juicy stuff. I mean, there's going to be a lot of national coverage of the Grizzlies.
Last thing before I let you go, wrapping up here with Ben Golliver. You mentioned Zion. The Pelicans tweeted a picture of him in a mask last week. Got a lot of attention because he looked like an absolute monster. is that fancy Instagram photoshopping, or does Zion really look like he is in better shape than he's ever been since he's been a professional basketball player?
Well, I'll tell you this. If there's a Zion filter that can make you and I look like that, let's find it. I don't know how much you have to pay me. That's like a $14.99 app. You got to install that onto Instagram. I think he's 101, man. I think there's one guy in the world who's built like him, who can do the things that he can do. And look, the NBA knows it. I mean, it's so funny. When you're backed against a wall, when you're desperate, when you've got no revenue coming in, it kind of shows what your priorities are, right? So that's why we see Kawhi, LeBron on opening night of this restart, right? It's like, we got to get those ratings going. And that's why you see Zion opening night. I mean, that is a big time slot. He just turned 20 years old. To have all that pressure and expectations from the league saying, look, we're at a major financial risk, we got to put our best foot forward. For the NBA to say, look, we're crowning Zion as that best foot, he's the guy that we want the masses to introduce to them and to reintroduce the sport with, I think it says a lot about his popularity. It says a lot about his future, and I can't wait to see. I just hope they get there. I hope everybody's healthy, and I hope we get to see Zion kind of welcome the NBA back to its fan base in late July.
That is Ben Golliver from the Washington Post. Make sure you're following him on Twitter, at Ben Golliver. That is at Ben Golliver.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.